As you guys know, I live here in Colorado, and I'm in Colorado Springs right now at a place called Mountain Wookiees. It's kind of like a bohemian, hippie style, part head shop type place. And there's a lot of symbolism in these types of places, which is why I vibe with them. I like these kinds of places. But I'm gonna start breaking down the symbolism outside with these paintings right here. So check this out. The main thing, my son actually pointed this out to me, right? The main thing is this right here. We were parked out front and he said, "Dad, look, it's the blue beam and the anode and the cathode, and it's going up into the sky to the Apex Dome." What's up, KJV? What's up, AJ? What's up, Jim Jensen? Drez Dead? B Nichols? What's up, everybody? Anyway, so check this out. This is the symbolism that I teach you guys about all the time, right? First, we have like the dog man, the wild man, the Wookiee, the Bigfoot, right? And I've taught you guys a lot about my theories on who they really are. They're basically one of the many different types of humanoids that live inside of the earth right now. That's why they come up out of caves and stuff. This is the blue beam that comes up from Mount Meru. Okay? And as you can see, they put little leaves on it. They look like frequencies as well. The blue beam shoots up out of Rupes Negra or Mount Meru at the center of the earth. We have the anode and the cathode beams on either side, which are the witnesses to it. And then at the top, I don't know if that's like, if the artist thinks that that's supposed to be a UFO or whatever, but that is the Apex Dome. That's the Apex Dome. Where'd my chat go? Hold on. I was trying to check out my chat. Top chat, live messages. Yes, live chat. Boom. Oh, there you go. All right, sweet. Amber Roy, what's up, Amber Roy? You're super welcome. All right, cool. It's super bright out here, so we're gonna head inside. But I just wanted to show you this stuff manifests, even if it's not purposeful, you know? It doesn't always have to be the Illuminati or Freemasons that are people that know what they're doing. We tap into these truths through our creative minds, okay? So the more we use these creative minds, the more balance we get because we've been brought up in a world that's very left-brained. When we start using the right brain, then we start figuring a lot of things out. So for example, gigantic mushrooms, right? That's a huge thing with the hippie culture and stuff like that. That's because when we go through liquefaction after the apocalypse, there's going to be a lot of death and decay and swamp-like conditions in a warmer environment that will be perfect for mushrooms to grow. If you take pressure out of the atmosphere because of the depressurization event, and you add more oxygen and stuff, these are going to grow to gigantic sizes. There will physically be gigantic mushrooms all over the world. You want to say hi, buddy? So I just picked up my boy from school. I just stopped here on the way home. I wasn't really planning on doing a video or anything, but oh, and then we've got the symbolism too, right? So all the different symbols that are created, as you can see, there's like a vortex right behind this one, right? So we've got vortexes, vortices, the spirals and stuff. And then of course, aliens, right? What's up, Nikita K? We got aliens as well, right? So I talk about fractalverse travelers. The green color is really from inside the earth. It's not really from outside. Those creatures that come from outside the world tend to be more whitish or like a gray color. You know, I call it phantasoid white. So these are the kind of cool stuff that they sell here. I don't know if it's backwards for you guys or not. But let's go inside and we'll check it out. As you can see, there's two witnesses on either side, two columns. See how they got two pillars? I very much doubt that they're like doing it on purpose. You know what I mean? They're following their intuition and they naturally are picking up on things that are fringe truths and esoteric truths, the kind of stuff that I talk about. All right, come on in. You're welcome. Okay, so now I'll show you guys around the store. I've been here a million times and they have a lot of really cool stuff. Let's check out the Bigfoot first. Oh, I'm actually bigger than Bigfoot. Damn. So this is the Bigfoot. Hold on, you gotta see the face. They have this gigantic life-size Bigfoot statue.
Not all the time.
And he's holding a sword right now. Here, we're gonna stand in front of it and I'll, we'll see how big it is compared to you. So there's Bigfoot and my boy. Oh, and Crystal's, hold on, let me flip the camera around. Jim, hey, thank you so much.
I don't know,
hey, super high five to Jim. Pow, Jensen, thank you for the donation. All right, let me flip the camera around so you guys can check out the store with me. Let's start over here, actually. Okay, so this is kind of, this whole setup, you know, I don't feel like a lot of people really think about the symbolism of why these things are popular. Like I talked about the giant mushrooms, right? And how the conditions in the world change to promote gigantism and stuff. And this is why you'll see that in Alice in Wonderland and all those types of books. Even gigantic insects, whenever we go through another oxidation event, there's more oxygen in the atmosphere, which means insects, which basically breathe through their skin, their growth is proportional to how much oxygen is in the atmosphere. So when you increase the oxygen, you increase the size. And so those are some of the first things to grow. And then after, you know, like an apocalyptic event where all the gases inside of the earth are being released and it shakes everything everywhere, causes worldwide earthquakes, liquefaction causes the waters underneath to rise up. And like I said, everything becomes more swampy and stuff. So it becomes perfect condition for plant life to grow, mosses, mushrooms, mycelium. And of course, if we have an amplified electrical atmosphere, like I think we will, then we'll have all these pretty lights everywhere, just naturally occurring too. So you'll have plasmas, filaments, ball lightning, and all the different forms just kind of lingering about and hanging about. And this is why we have like the magic forest symbolism and stuff. Cool, right? All right, cool. Let's check out what else we got here. Oh, so here's some more giant mushrooms and bones. All right, it's going to be a lot of leftover bones and stuff. Crystals. Oh, so check this out. A lot of crystals are can be made through electromagnetics. So whenever we have... Hold on, let me flip this back around. There we go. So whenever we have that influx of electromagnetism, especially the thunderbolts of the gods that are coming down from the heavens from beyond the sky, and it's coming down to ground itself, it literally acts as the philosopher's stone, and it can change and rearrange ions and take out ions from different elements and add ions to them, or electrons really, and it can change it from one state or from one type of a rock to another type, right? Another thing about crystals, let me flip this back around. Another thing about crystals is they can store energy. So whenever the geoplasmas that come up from within the earth, right? Remember I talked about how the gases rush up through the cavernous systems. They'll create so much static friction that they ionize. And those gases become plasmas, which is basically energy. And these crystals, almost all types of crystals, but many of the types that they sell in these types of stores, they harness that energy. They can actually absorb it, as do many different types of metals, okay? And those types, I believe, are sought after immediately after these types of events for their value. Now, over time, obviously, the more time we get past that type of an event, they'll weaken. But some have the ability to retain that energy and therefore information for longer lengths of time, which is why only just now in the modern world people have started to realize that crystals can actually save information, which is why the phone that I'm using right now to record this has crystals inside of it that are helping me to accomplish this. It's literally magic. Like my phone is ran on magic rocks. All right, see what else I got. Oh, cool. So these are the different types of tools and stuff that ancient people would use to, you know, to crush things up and to mix them together. What's up, puppy doggy? There's a puppy. Hey. See him wagging his tail? Get him a yummy ice cream. Truth, Seek Truth just gave me $20. Thank you. Hey, that's cool. I'm probably going to spend that here at the store to get some incense or something. Here's the incense over here. This is one of my favorite places to come. I'll show you some of my favorite ones. So I always like this one is my favorite, probably. I'm sure a lot of you guys are familiar with it. Here, you want to hold that?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks. It really calms me down and chills me out. And then I like, let's see, they got all kinds of different ones over here. I like frankincense and myrrh. And what else do I like? Let's see all the different ones they have. They've got baking brownies, blend 22, Carmen Miranda's hat. Ooh, cherry vanilla. Let's see what that smells like. That's not bad, actually. Hey, let's get a few of those. I'm gonna get a few cherry vanillas. Here, my boy, you wanna hold those for me?
Yep.
Thank you. Fairy dust. Lots of really good ones. Here, why don't you smell some and pick out 15 that you like, okay? Yes, please. Thank you. All right, let me put my face back up in here. What's up, everybody? AJ, good to see you. Kat Van Dew, Mary Soul, good to see you as well. Doctor Who. All right, cool. Let me flip this back around because I want to show you guys some more of the symbolism and why I like these types of places. Oh, sage. We definitely need to get some sage today. This is crucial. Hold on. Listen, you guys have seen my brother's channel, right? He's been a paranormal investigator for probably half of his life. For some of that time, actually professionally hired by other people to go investigate graveyards and stuff. You'll see people using sage and different types of salts, which is just another type of crystal and stuff, in their houses. And it actually helps to manipulate the electromagnetic field, which is, in my opinion, ghosts. You know what I mean? So you can manipulate the electromagnetic field by using the different types of sage or burning different mixtures of smoke. Then you got these hands down here. Obviously, we got some chakra action because those are the vortices within the body, or really within the spirit that aligns with the spine. That's why they line up with the spine all the way up to the brain, from the tailbone to the brain. And it creates energy. Your whole body is full of not just these chakras. There's actually hundreds and hundreds of tiny other vortices that go all throughout your body, but these are the major ones. And they follow, like, as above, so below. So I was teaching you guys about the blue beam and the reed and the column and the pillar and stuff that come up out of the center of the earth. That we are made in the same type of likeness, that we have this reed inside of us, physically manifested as a spine and a brain, right? But those are physical manifestations of a spiritual truth, which is our line of energy that emulates what the earth naturally creates. Then we got the hand symbolism, right? I talk about that oftentimes. There's the tree of life, Yggdrasil, the world axis, the axis mundi, Aladdin's lamp. So these types of lamps, you know, normally they look like Aladdin's lamp or something. These have the genie inside, who, if you watch Disney stuff, is blue, right? He's blue plasma, basically. So the whole movie of Aladdin is highly esoteric. It's just a cartoonified story about getting to Hyperborea, getting to the North Pole, back to Eden, however you want to see it, and going into the Cave of Wonders, which is Mount Meru or Rupus Negra, and discovering the light, which is usually a lightish, like a light blue color, and your dreams come true. It's also like the Cave of Treasures, the Cave of Wonders, and stuff like that. Arctic Timberwolf, what's up, dude? High five. All right, cool. Let's see what else we got. I see all this stuff here. Oh, the dream catchers. Okay, so I talked to you guys before about dream catchers, right? So, not a lot of people know the origin like, you know, there's traditional origins and then there's more esoteric and hidden origins. Initially, dream catchers were put above baby cribs, okay? They weren't just fancy decorations. They were useful for keeping away evil spirits. So if you think about the atmosphere depressurizing, like we talked about, and then an influx of electromagnetic activity, just like they had during the Carrington event, you don't want those plasmas, aka strong electrical currents, near your children who have powerful energetic forces known as spirits when they're first born. People are strongest when they're first born. Okay, children have very strong spirits. So these plasmas will be naturally attracted to them depending on their electromagnetic charges. So what people did is they created these circuit boards, and they would dip them in salt water, and then they would dry them out and hang them over the baby crib so that if those electromagnetic forces, plasmas, spirits, demons, whatever, came near the children, that the children wouldn't die in their sleep, but they would get caught in these circuits. They would just get caught in there and they'd stay in there. So they were actually used to trap ghosts, essentially. Let's see what else they got here. Who's in the chat? Hold on, let me see. Sorry if I miss anybody. Is it this way? Oh crap, is it upside down? Oh crap, I'm upside down. Flip it. Oh, I didn't mean to flip it that way. Oh, sweet. Okay, so I don't know if I screwed that up or not. Sorry, I'm not gonna press any more buttons. Let's go check out the rest of what I can find here, and then we'll wrap things up. All right, you got some of that? All right, sweet. Will you do me a favor? We actually go to one of the people that work here and ask them if they can get us just some, come here, I'll show you. One sec, we actually need to buy some sage, so I'm gonna have my boy pick it up, because I like to teach him to do things so that he can learn to be self-sufficient and do it himself. All right, you see the green one? That one. Okay, so go ask them, say, I would like to buy some sage, please. All right, cool. Sweet, I'm gonna sage the heck out of my house today. I'm gonna take a sage shower, man. When I get home, the whole house is gonna be full of freaking smoke. I'm saging out the clothes, I'm saging out my hair, I'm saging everything, man. You know, sometimes you really need to. Okay, sweet. So you see all like the different colors and stuff too? Right, all this sort of bohemian, hippie-ish kind of like tie-dye colors and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like, I've talked about that as an omen as well, that towards the apocalypse, towards the end of things, that's one of the final omens, is that people see all the colors. Who else we got in the chat? Sarah Smith, what's up? You're right, smudging, misty world. Do all the corners of the home. I see your advice. Oh, there's another puppy. You see that puppy? Come here. You want to be on a video? Yes. I love these kinds of dogs. It's like an actual teddy bear that's alive. Have you guys seen these kinds of doggies? Puppy. Look at that puppy. Look at that beautiful puppy. All right, anyways. I love dogs. Let's see what else. Oh, the totem pole. I got to show you guys this too. So I've talked about the totem pole symbolism, right? This represents the beam that shoots up. It creates little toroidal instabilities, which create like the perception of eyeballs and whatnot. And then it spreads out as it gets to the top. The headpiece is actually the apex dome. It's Kronos. It is the sky god, etc. And it's actually separate from the beam itself. This shape right here is like Thor's hammer, right? Thor means mountain. Or Tor, and he's the lightning god. He's the lightning mountain, and this is his hammer. Sometimes it's a sledgehammer. Sometimes it's a double-sided axe. It's all kinds of things symbolically. This is also Irminsul of the Saxon people. This is called the world tree of the Anglo-Saxons, is known as Irminsul, and it's also the same exact imagery. They got some sweet weapons. What else? Oh, nunchucks. I don't really have much to say. I just think nunchucks are cool. Let's see. Hold on, let me flip the camera back over. All right, sweet. Who's in the chat? What's up, Capricorni? What's up, Aura? Good Good to see you guys. Welsh Truth Seeker, good to see you. What else? Oh, the sun and the moon too. Oh, that doggy wants to play. Hold on, let me throw this for this dog. Want me to throw that for you? Let me throw it for you? Oh, you're so strong. Oh, you're so strong. If you guys pay attention to animals, you can speak to them and they can speak back to you, okay? And they have such character. Oh, I know, you're so tough. Okay, I'm gonna lift it up. You want me to throw it? You want me to throw it? I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna get it. Oh, look at you, tough girl. Anyways, hold on, I got distracted by a cute puppy. What'd you say? Oh, it's Vanessa. Hold on. Come here, Vanessa. Vanessa. Come here, Vanessa. See, she knows her name. And look at how friendly she is. Oh, my goodness. Okay. look at her wag her little tail. Oh, yeah. Oh, she's so happy. Okay, come. 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 Let me pet you. Let me pet you. See? Yes, good girl. Oh, yeah, that's nice. Look at that waggy tail. Oh, okay, so as I was saying, when the electromagnetic field is amplified within the atmosphere once again, it will also in turn amplify your very chakras, your auras and stuff, even the synapses within your brain. What's up, dude? Which allows for telepathy to be restored. Okay, so when telepathy is restored because of the amplified electrical field, it basically allows a connection between animals and people. So, you know, it doesn't mean you speak the same language, you know, like you don't even really need to speak. You just feel, you sense, and it's picked up on by others, including plants and animals. Let's see, what else I got? I think that might be it for today. I kind of want to get back home and get back to some more studying and stuff. I'm working on another presentation for later. But are dream catchers witchcraft? That's all perspective. They're useful. They have a purpose to them. You know what I mean? Everything on earth is a form of witchcraft or energetic craft, crafting of energy, manipulation of energy. The word witch, you know, some people have a stigma about it. Hold on, I'm getting some donations. Let me say thank you. Misty World. Myself, my bad. I shouldn't touch any of this. I can't leave hearts. So I'm just going to say thank you, Misty World. I don't know if anyone else. Oh, Sarah Smith. Hey, thank you, Sarah Smith. Man, you guys just bought my sage. And what else did we get? Incense, yeah. You guys just bought my sage and incense. Thank you. That was very kind of you. Mr. E, what's up? Old World Micmac, Vidar, Donut, Dragon Slayer. You changed your name. I like it. Capricorny. A bundle of white sage is good to clear unwanted energy. Hey, you know what? I'll get some. We got some green right now. Will you go ask her for some white sage too? Thank you. All right, sweet. So we're going to pick up. What's up, bro? We're gonna pick up some white sage as well. Here, let me show you the store one more time. So this is Mountain Wookiees. It's here in Colorado Springs off of Nevada Avenue. And they have all kinds of cool stuff. Now there is another back room, but maybe I'll take you guys back to the other back room some other day. But for now, I just really wanted to share this spot because it's pretty sweet. They have lots of sweet supplies. And I really wanted to teach you guys about decorations, or it's pretty or whatever. And it is. But when you understand the substance behind it, it really adds so much more value to it. You know? What's up, Sarah Smith? Who else we got? I'm going to say goodbye now. Cassia. Cassia 83, good to see you. Tim from Northumberland, nice to see you. Amber Roy, Adriana Martinez. Rue! Hey, what's up, Rue? Good to see you. High five. Aura, United Aussie Protest. Sogio! What's up, Sogio? Amber Roy, Vidar. Damn, a lot of people. All right, cool. I'm going to wrap things up. Anyone say goodbye? All right, see you guys later. Tune in because I'm probably going to do another stream in a little while, okay? All right, there's no outro or anything. I'm going to hang up. I'm hanging up. No, you hang up first. Okay, I'll hang up first.